Welcome to Going the Extra Mile, a podcast brought to you by New Leaf Training and Development. Each edition is sure to lift your spirit and encourage you in today's working world. Enjoy.
I've come to the conclusion that busyness is just not good for business. We've all worked with that person, you know, the one who shows up late at every meeting, apologizing breathlessly as they shuffle papers and glance at their buzzing phone. They nod along distractedly, contribute little of substance, and when asked about last week's agenda items, they offer excuses instead of results. Their go-to phrases, I'm slammed, I'm so busy, things are just crazy right now. While it's easy to write this off as a busy personality, the truth is more uncomfortable. It's chronic disorganization and poor time management at work usually stems from someone's personal choices, and those choices have got far-reaching consequences. Time management to me isn't just a workplace skill, it's really a reflection of how we live. People who consistently mismanage time at work often do the same in their personal lives, overscheduling, saying yes too often, refusing to set boundaries, and failing to prioritize. These habits don't vanish when they walk into the office, they come along with them. And what's the result? Days that feel like a constant scramble. They're always reacting instead of planning, juggling instead of focusing, because chaos becomes their normal. They blame the volume of work or the pace of the industry rather than examining their own habits. One of the clearest signs of poor time management to me is meeting behavior. Chronic latecomers often fail to build in transition time, so they arrive flustered and unfocused. And once there, they're just not fully present. They're checking emails mid-discussion, repeating questions that were already answered minutes ago, or offering vague input because they just weren't paying attention. And when it's time to deliver on promises from previous meetings, their work is late, incomplete, or just forgotten. This doesn't just reflect poorly on them, it slows the whole team, and colleagues lose trust, projects stall, and meetings seem to become repetitive like Groundhog Day. Another hallmark of poor time management is the language of business. Like I mentioned, when you hear words like slammed, buried, or crazy busy, or super crazy busy, that pepper these conversations. And on the surface, you think it's just small talk, but in reality, I think it reveals a deeper belief that they equate being overwhelmed with being valuable. This mindset is dangerous, in my opinion. It turns busyness into a virtue and productivity into an afterthought. Instead of celebrating focus and steady progress, they celebrate chaos. Slowing down to plan, prioritize, and execute feels uncomfortable compared to the adrenaline rush of perpetual crisis, so the cycle just continues. The always busy mindset leads to another serious issue. These individuals are rarely fully present. Their minds race from task to task, meeting to meeting, message to message. Conversations feel half-hearted. Decisions are rushed. They might be physically present, but mentally they're just somewhere else. And this fragmentation diminishes their performance and how others see them. Scattered leaders struggle to inspire confidence. Overwhelmed team members are rarely trusted with bigger opportunities. And over time, that credibility erodes, all because they never mastered focused attention. Perhaps the most revealing habit is how they treat their inbox, you know, their emails. Instead of seeing thousands of unread emails as a red flag, they boast about it. I heard someone the other day say to me, quote, I've got over 4,000 unread messages, as if it was a badge of honor, as if this sheer volume proves their importance. But behind that digital clutter, I found, often lies insecurity. It's a belief that busyness equals job security and that being indispensable means being constantly in demand. In reality, the most effective professionals don't measure worth by the size of their inbox. They measure it by clear prioritization, meaningful contributions, and tangible project outcomes. The good news? None of this is inevitable. Time management is a skill that can be learned and refined, but the very first step is acknowledging that the problem, isn't out there. It's in our daily choices, how we schedule time, how we communicate, and how we define success. And choosing to slow down, prioritize, and focus isn't a weakness, it's actually a maturity. And those who master these choices aren't just more productive, they're calmer, more credible, and more effective. Because at the end of the day, busy is not the same as important. And until we stop confusing the two, we're going to keep mistaking chaos for accomplishment. Now, interestingly, I've always found this, that the Chinese character for the word busy is actually made up of two parts, heart and to lose. And when combined, the Chinese character literally suggests a lost heart or an absent heart. And I think there's hard truth in that ancient wisdom.
I hope you found that short story useful. And if you did, feel free to rate, review, and share this podcast. We'll be back next week with another episode. And we also invite you to check out our other weekly podcast, Take 5, an inspiring interview with a leader worth listening to. Bye for now.